Good morning. My name is Kathy Cobb. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Yes. My name is Jili Zhang.
What should I call you?
Well, my English name is Gemma, so you can just call me that if you like.
Could you tell me where you're from?
Originally, I'm from Shanghai.
Can I see your identification, please?
Sure. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you live. Where do you live?
I live in a city called Guilin, which is in the southwest of China. It has beautiful scenery and mountains.
Have you always lived in this area?
No. My parents moved here when I was 5 years old. Before that, we lived with my grandparents in Shanghai, but we moved because my parents found good jobs here.
Which part of the area where you live do you find most interesting? Why?
I think the mountains and unusual rocks that we have are the most interesting, because they are such a pretty landscape. I never get tired of looking at the different views around the city.
Now, let's talk about shopping. Which types of shops do you usually like to shop at? Why?
All kinds of shops, I suppose, as it depends what I'm buying. I do tend to prefer shopping in a large shopping mall, as there's everything you need in one place, so it's very convenient.
What types of things do you buy most often? Why?
Well, I feel like I'm always running to the supermarket to buy things I've forgotten to make dinner. So probably the thing that I buy the most is food.
Do you prefer shopping alone or with others? Why?
I can't stand shopping with other people because I waste so much time. I definitely prefer shopping on my own, as I know what I like and where I'm going.
Would you describe shopping as a hobby or a chore? Why?
You know, I think shopping can be both. It totally depends on the circumstances. If you're running late and there's no car park and the supermarket is busy, it can be a total nightmare. But if I have lots of time, I really enjoy it.
Let's talk about reading. What types of books do you enjoy reading? Why?
I don't really get that much time to read for fun. But when I do, I love the latest vampire books that have become really popular. I think they are just the right mix of romance and horror.
Do most of your friends enjoy reading similar types of books?
Yes, I guess so. Although everyone has their own preferences as well. Some of my friends prefer classic literature, while others like science fiction. But we all love to talk about the Twilight books.
Which do you generally prefer, a book or the movie version of that book? Why?
Mostly, I have to say that the book is, 9 times out of 10, always better. Having said that, I really enjoyed the Twilight and Eclipse movies as well, as I think they were great adaptations of the book. But most of the time, I'd say the book is better.
Is there anything that you don't like about reading? Why?
I hate reading boring scientific articles for university because they make me feel sleepy and they are so difficult to understand. It's like reading another language.
Now I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes, and here's your topic. I'd like you to talk about an interesting advertisement you have seen.
Thank you. An advertisement that I saw on television recently, which I actually really enjoyed, is for a company called Expedia, I think. The company has something to do with booking online hotel rooms and flights or something. Anyway, the advertisement has lots and lots of people outside in a field, and each of them is a hotel housekeeping staff member, making up a beautiful hotel bed. It starts with them unfolding the sheets and tucking in the corners, and they all do it in unison, so the effect is quite interesting, kind of like a dance. Then they all fluff the pillows, and it's funny because it's all quite serious, but one man does his a bit too hard and feathers come flying out. After that, all the staff stretch their backs, again all together, and finally they place a couple of chocolates on the bed so that everything is perfect. Then, finally, they all stand by the bed they have made. Overall, the advertisement is beautifully made, with great styling, and no terrible voiceover or rushed talking. I think the number of beds is quite dramatic and is designed to show that the company has a really wide network and can offer lots of choice to their customers. It's also like a little story and makes you wonder about all the people all over the world who work hard making hotel beds. So in that sense, it's not only quite a charming story, but it's also something we can all relate to. However, I think what makes the ad really special is the song which it features, which is so catchy and melodic that it is very memorable. I remembered the song before I remembered what the ad was for. The song is by an Australian singer who wrote it especially for the ad. But now her singing career has really taken off, and she is releasing an album, which I think is great. I don't know if this ad would influence me to buy flights or hotel rooms online at Expedia, but it certainly did make me aware of the brand, and I even Googled the song to see who it was by. So, in that way, it is kind of like double exposure for Expedia, but also for the singer. I think it's very clever marketing.
Thank you. Do you often watch advertisements on television?
No, I don't. It's only occasionally that one catches my eye.
Do you generally find advertisements interesting?
No, not really. There are too many and they are too frequent.
We've been talking about an advertisement you found interesting, and now I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider first the topic of the advertising industry as a whole. Why do you think that some people become annoyed with advertising? Would you agree that advertising can be irritating? Why?
I think the reason why people get annoyed with advertisements is due to the fact that they are everywhere. On the bus, on the train, on the television, on the radio, on the internet. It sometimes feels like advertising is never ending. So I think a lot of people find this really intrusive, repetitive, and, well, just boring, as a lot of ads are not well designed or thought out and seem basic and boring.
How effective do you think the medium of advertising is? Why?
That's the funny thing. It's effective in many ways. I think it has a role in making people aware of new and innovative products and services, and in that way it is very effective. However, I think some types of advertising are more effective than others, such as targeted advertising to a particular demographic, or even more subtle types of advertising, such as sponsorship and product placement. There are many different methods of advertising.
What changes have there been in the way products are advertised and promoted over the last decade?
Well, as I mentioned, I think the industry is evolving the sense that it is finding more subtle ways to express advertising messages. For instance, product placement in popular television shows or movies is growing in popularity. Sponsorship of anything from a radio show to the Olympic Games is another change which has become more and more popular over the last 10 years. Also, formats of advertising have had to change as lots of people have in many ways gone online for their main media source. So ads on websites and blogs are now commonplace. I'm sure there will be more changes in future too.
Now let's talk about advertising and social issues. Advertisements for social issues, such as drink driving, often use graphic images to convey their message. What, in your opinion, is the impact of these types of advertisements?
I think when these types of advertisements first came on television, they were extremely effective because they were so shocking and people responded to them. So the effect was positive in that people definitely thought twice before drinking alcohol and then getting into their cars to drive home. However, over time, I believe people have become quite desensitized to these images, particularly the drink driving type ads, and they just tend to switch off. I think this has made people tired and bored of the issue.
Increasingly, a number of charities are utilising advertising and marketing as a method of promoting their causes. How effective do you think these types of campaigns are?
In today's market, everything is a product or service, and charity campaigns are no exception. So I think some of these charities who have taken on board marketing concepts or even used professional agencies to take care of their branding, have been very clever. These campaigns can be incredibly effective because they use advertising and marketing psychology to build awareness of an issue and accordingly turn that awareness into donations and so on. Nowadays, charities have to compete for our attention just like any other business.
Some people feel that using celebrities to back a particular cause or social issue is a very effective way to encourage public support of that cause. What's your opinion?
My opinion is that celebrity endorsements of a cause are fine, as long as they believe in and understand what it is they are backing. For instance, you can't have a celebrity standing up and supporting an anti-fur campaign, and then being photographed the next day wearing a fur coat, as it has zero credibility. That's an extreme example, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that a lot of these celebrities who endorse a cause don't actually know anything about it, nor do they live their lives according to the cause. So, I think charities have to be very careful about who they approach for this type of role.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.